You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Chatty Podcast with me, T. I hope we all had a very Merry Christmas, and I hope we're all going to have a very happy new year. There was no episode last week, a little Christmas break. I just thought none of you want to listen to me natter on Christmas. You just want to enjoy your Christmas. So here we are this week with another episode. No headphones today because I forgot to charge them. So hopefully this sounds okay. I don't really know if it does or not, so YOLO, going with the flow, rolling with the punches. I've just got back from my run, hence the gym wear and the questionable hairstyle, but I'm going to the gym after this, so I didn't want to, like, you know, get ready and then have to get unready again and then go gym. So you're just going to have to deal with me and my sweaty little mess. And do any other little quick little things before we get started? I don't think so. Today's episode is going to be a very improv-y, rambly, not much of a real topic kind of pod, which I don't really like doing. And my boyfriend and I have had discussions about my pod and how it goes. We just talk about it. And he's always like, you know, maybe you should plan more, which I should, but also I quite like rambling on, so that's what we're going to do today. We are going to ramble on. Let's say the main focus, it will be New Year's. That's the main focus of the pod. But first things first, I wanted to say, how was everyone's Christmas? Do a little Christmas reflection. I had a very lovely Christmas. My sisters and I come to my parents' house and we have dinner, and this year my boyfriend came and my sister's oldest sister's boyfriend came, and it was just lovely. It was just a lovely, lovely time. Ate lots of good food, and this is what I wanted to say. This was the first Christmas in years, like literal years, where I haven't felt guilty about eating loads of food, and I haven't worried about what I'm eating, and I just enjoyed Christmas, and it was amazing. It was so nice. I ate brie and chutney and crackers and biscuits and all lots of yummy things, and that's okay. So yeah, I did go for a run on Christmas morning, and this segues me into, I have been just loving being a workout gym girly recently. It's great. It makes you feel great, and I just never thought I'd be this person, everyone, because I still don't really like the gym. I still hate the gym a bit, but I love the way I feel. I love running. That's a workout that I love. It makes me happy, and I do it all the time because it is genuinely good for my mental health and my positive vibes. But I just never thought I'd be here. I never thought I'd be this person. And I'm about to be the annoying person that rambles on and tells you to go to the gym and tells you to make it one of your New Year's resolutions. But sorry, I am now that person. Guys, you've gotta get on the workout vibes. It makes you feel so good, and like, I think that's why this holiday season I've been happier and not been felt guilty about eating anything bad, which is just great. But yeah, for Christmas I asked for loads of gym stuff. Like, I got new running shoes, I got Nike socks, I got gym leggings, sports bras. My boyfriend bought me, he bought me the Define Lululemon jacket, which I will be now asking for in other colours for my birthday, because it is just amazing. I'm obsessed with it. And now I've like got the gear on, and because like I've been like working out consistently now for maybe like 6 to 8 months, and you know, I can see changes in my body. So I used to never ever 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 in a million years, you would have never caught me dead wearing leggings and a vest top at the same time. There was no way I could be doing tight on the bottom, tight on top, absolutely not. I can do that now. And you know what, there's been times in my life where I've been so skinny, unhealthily skinny, and I thought it was huge, and I still would have never put leggings and a vest up on, even though I probably could have. But I can actually do it and feel good now, which is just so nice and amazing. And I'm really just praying that I'm not going to watch this back and regret wearing a vest top. But I don't think I will. But yeah, I will say, like, obviously it is hard to love the gym. Like, it is hard to love the gym. But I'm even saying, even if you're anti-gym right now, or like you've just not been working out a lot recently, find a source of exercise that you love and go to the gym. So, because my boyfriend's a PT, not to talk about my boyfriend again, sorry everyone, but we are besties. But yeah, he's a PT, so the gym is very important to him. So he is very pro gym, and I really do think that, unfortunately, I do think that the gym is necessary to help you, you know, get the body you want, what's it called? Like, make everything nice and toned and defined. But say you love Pilates, like reformer Pilates or yoga, do that as well and go to the gym. Like, my form of exercise that I absolutely love is running, so I run and I go to the gym, but I have to have that, the run, like the bit that I love, otherwise I'd be sad about working out. But you gotta like figure out, you know, what also makes you happy as well as what makes you healthy. Oh, come on, Tiola, with the positive vibes going into this 2025 season. But yeah, it does help for me because I do have a PT boyfriend, so he has taught me how to use the gym. But if it's in your budget, maybe as a little New Year's gift to yourself, get yourself a PT, or follow the gym girls on Instagram, because they're really good. They know what they're talking about, and they're in little inspirational vibes. I am debating whether to get into like protein powder and all that jazz. So if you're a gymmer, let me know. My boyfriend obviously loves a protein shake, but number one, it's got whey protein in it and like tummy ache. So I'm thinking maybe vegan protein powder, but I am still one of those people that's scared that protein powder is going to make me put on like weight. But I just know that's not the case, and that's like a myth I need to go over in my head. Really on a mindset, self-love, wellness journey here, guys. Come along with me. So I'm thinking like, oh, but then I see people have clear whey, and I think that looks cool, but that's whey again. It's just like, I don't know. Protein powder confuses me. Help a gal out. Like, is, because clear whey just looks lighter. Like, do you know what I mean? It's not giving the whole like thick, heavy protein shake vibe that makes me think is going to make you put on weight, but it's literally the same thing in a different formula. So, and also, why are we scared of putting on weight? That's silly. Like, as long as it's, like, good weight, like, muscle, fine. But then I'm also like, I think these last muscles here, what are they called? Your traps. I feel like mine are getting really big. And I've just been so positive about how I look and feel, but let's be realistic. There's still things about my body I don't like. But yeah, I feel like
since I've been going to gym, like, these have been getting really big and I'm really scared. I want to look like a man, but then my boyfriend also says, like, Tilly, you can't look like a man, like, you're not built like a man, you're not a man, don't worry. So it's hard. Minefield. Anyway, oh my god, yeah. And then this also made me think of all the gym stuff, made me think of, I was with my boyfriend's friends the other day and I heard them describe someone as she looks like she's one skip meal away from death. I'm sorry, it sent me over the edge, it sent me into orbit. So I know it's like a bit rude, but that's the funniest thing, one of the funniest things I've ever heard. She's one skip meal away from death. No, because that used to be me, and people were like, what? I can't imagine someone looking at me back in the day, and they probably did think, she's one skip meal away from death, this girl. And this made me think, like, girls, why are we so obsessed with being skinny? Not like slim and nice and toned. No, skinny. I know we are all obsessed with it a little bit, just a tiny bit. And I'm not saying, obviously we've been fed loads of like these norms and like heroin chic and blah, 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 but let's just stop that now. Why are we all obsessed with being so skinny? Like, I can't even. I see so many TikToks and so many memes of like, oh, you know that, what's that meme? And it's like, oh, she's so pretty. And it's like, what are you looking at? A picture of me, but from last week, back when I was pretty, or something like that. And it's like girls being like, oh, looking at a picture of me from school when I was like underweight. And there's memes that are like, oh, you're sad because you don't look like you're 16 and dying anymore. Grow up. Lol. It's like, it's funny. It is funny because it's true. But also, we need to get out of this rut, girls. We must stop. We can't be thinking like this anymore. Skinny is not cool. It's not healthy. If you're skinny in, like, because you're not eating and you hate yourself, it's not good vibes. If you're naturally built like that, like, fine. But even, like, the skinny girls, we should all be going gym to make our bodies, you know, healthier. And if you're a really skinny girl and you want a little bit of an ass, let's go gym, you know? I never used to have an ass. I have a bit of a bum now, guys. Sorry. Who would have thought? Not me. And yeah, so that's my thing that I'm telling everyone to go do, is to work out in 2025. It's going to be, my birthday is going to be 25/04/25, and that is exciting me this year. I'm going to be 23, everyone. Woo! I hope by the age of 25, I've got that dollar, because not going to lie, my life plan prospects really do depend on me having that dollar. So maybe our first episode of the new year, I'll think up a 5-year plan, we'll go through it together. Maybe? You're all thinking, no, Tia, that sounds god-awful boring. Do let me know if that sounds god-awful boring to you. But I think that sounds fun. Let's do a 5-year plan. Is the frontal lobe developing? Why do I think that's exciting? Surely not. This is the girl, yeah, who I've always been... back in the day. Used to like... No, not even back in the day. I love the... What's it called? I love spontaneity. I love to be spontaneous and I like to act quickly on things and be like that. I'm not gonna lie, I've been avoiding saying this in case a potential employer is watching this. Hi. I've never been someone that's enjoyed like planning. In work and education, different. I've been a timetable girly, like to plan so I know when everything's getting done. But in terms of my life, like, what are you doing 3 weeks from now? Oh, I was never going to know that until I met my boyfriend, who lives his life by a calendar and a schedule. And it makes a lot of sense because he really does maximize his time. He knows when he's free. He knows when he's not free. He knows when he can have time to himself. And like, you know, his life is genuinely well run. Unlike my life was before I met him. Now I'm like, you know, on the calendar vibe and the planning vibe. And it does make life a lot easier. And it does take away the stress of like, oh no, have I double booked myself? Because you've put it all in the calendar, you know? Where was I going with that? Oh yes, 5-year plan. But sorry, my brain is all over the place today. I don't know why. I think it's maybe because I've had a coffee. But yeah, let's move on to the next topic of the week. Oh my god, yeah, then there's this one story. It's like kind of not a story of the week. This is a thing I've heard of the week. But I saw a TikTok, right? And this girl had a coil, which made me scared because that's what I have. I have a coil. Anyway, this girl had a coil and she did a pregnancy test and it was positive and she's with her boyfriend and they like are smiling and they look happy. And I just thought, why are you happy? Like, I don't understand, because it's not like they were trying to get pregnant. The girl had a coil. Surely your reaction should be absolutely death terrified. What do you... I was so baffled and confused and it just made me think, like, I really don't know what made me... I don't understand for one second why that girl was happy. You've got contraception, babes. You clearly don't want a kid. And the boy was just like, oh, nice. Surely this is made up, because surely any man would be having a heart attack. You know? But yeah, I just saw this couple be really happy and I just thought, like, oh god, I'd be terrified. This sounds really bad. This really does sound really bad. Sorry if this is controversial. But if I was got pregnant under the age of 25, I'm probably having an abortion. And this is really personal choice, and I feel like this is a controversial topic.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Even though it shouldn't be. But I just personally just don't... Number one, my career is really important to me. I don't know how we've gone to this topic, but this is what this is spurred on. Number one, my career is really important to me. Number two, I don't want to have a baby unless I can really financially afford one. Also, this is no hate to people who have had kids in unfortunate circumstances. Every decision is your own, and like, clearly you're doing what you wanted to do, so like, go you. Just personally, like, I can't think of anything worse than having a kid right now, and it just scares the life out of me, because people I went to school with have babies, and I just think, did you get a different brain? Like, was there a bit in school where they like updated your brain and I just wasn't there? Because I don't feel mature enough on any level to be having a child, so I just don't understand that they have had children. And it scares the life out of me, because also, like, I'm turning 23 in 2025, and like, my mum was married with two kids but 23, and there's just no way that's gonna be me. Like, I'm not having kids until I'm like 29 30, realistically. Not even realistically, like 100% And I'm enjoying being 23 and in my fitness girl era, and like, I feel like you're never gonna look like this again, you know, like, young and 20, in your 20s, like, fun. I don't want to be spending my 20s pregnant. Sorry. Is that controversial? Hopefully not. Moving on, let's talk about New Year's, everyone. Starting off, I don't really have any New Year's resolutions. I just want to keep up my fitness vibes. I would like to run a half marathon. 2026, I feel, will be my marathon year. I would like to get a job. I would like to be able to just afford things and like maybe take my boyfriend out for a nice expensive dinner to say thanks for all the times that he's taken me out for nice expensive things. Not even just dinners, just nice things, and I haven't been able to afford it. I did absolutely smash his Christmas presents this year though. Shout out to me. Saved for those. And then he smashed it with mine as well. Hence the Lululemon Define jacket. And then what else would I really like to do this year? go to my favourite festivals and just generally just have a good time, good vibes. 2024, have I enjoyed 2024? I think so. I think I have enjoyed 2024. I graduated from uni. I started this podcast. What else have I done? I got a first in uni. Like, it was a good year. I coached my dance team in uni and we won. It's been good vibes. Good year, really. Can't really complain. Nothing. Yeah. But I'm feeling good vibes about 2025. I feel like 2025 is the year where I'm going to stand on business. I'm going to become a boss. And I think it's going to be a good time. I'm excited. Replay to the end of 2025. We'll play this back and we'll see if it was a shit show or not. So yeah. Anyway. I don't really like New Year's resolutions. Like, I understand why people set them, like, New Year, fresh start, blah, blah, blah. But I do feel like it gives you this, idea that you can't start your fresh life and you can't pack up and make a change, like, whenever, just on a random Tuesday in the middle of March. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think if there's something you want to change about your life, like, it shouldn't just be your New Year's resolution. I think, like, why not just do it right now? You know, like, if on Boxing Day you were like, oh, I think my New Year's resolution is going to be to, like, stop eating as much chocolate, like, why do you have to wait another 6 days or 7 days? Bad maths, whatever. Certain amount of days to do that, I think just do it. And I think people will wait for, like, these momentous occasions to, like, start and make a change, whereas, like, just do it. Like, Nike had it all along, you know, just do it. I mean, I do understand why people do it and, like, set positive intentions and, like, it's a fresh start, like, let's do this, but just do it right now. Like, I want to start drinking more water. Pick up your water bottle and start drinking more water right now. It's, you know, your body's crying out for help, for that you need more water. Let's do it, you know. Or, like, if you're like, oh, I'm gonna, like, stop drinking, I feel like if you're at a stage where you need to stop drinking, like, maybe you should just stop drinking right now. You know? I really hope I'm not being controversial. I feel like that's not controversial. I just feel like you can make a change on any day, is what I feel. Anyway, let's talk about New Year's Eve. Are we really enjoying New Year's Eve, people? I think I've got a bad opinion of, like, going out on New Year's Eve because I've only properly done it, like, last year, and I did actually have a great time because I was with my boyfriend, obviously I was with him again, we're best friends, we do everything together. No, but and we went out to Bassfest in Sheffield and we had, like, the best time ever, and my sister's friend managed to get us, like, artist passes, so we got, like, all backstage and stuff. It was so fun. But where I think, because of my age, like, the year I am, I'm like, I turned 18 in COVID. I think New Year's, I've just never really been able to, like, experience it. But also, I'm like, the whole, like, London club scene New Year's isn't really something I feel I've missed out on, that I haven't experienced it. So I was thinking, let's go through the New Year's vibes that I've been through in my life and discuss it. So in school, there was a boy in my year who always used to host, like, New Year's parties, so everyone would, like, go around to his, have a house party for New Year's, and, you know, that was fun vibes, but it was very teenage vibes, like, drinking house parties, there was, like, lots of, always a bit of beef or a bit of drama, and people getting so blackout, like, that they'd miss the New Year, and, I mean, to be honest, people do that in clubs now, so maybe it's not very teenage, but, you know, it was fun vibes. But that was normally our New Year's, every New Year's in school was these big house parties. And I feel very blessed to have had friends that were willing to host New Year's. But yeah, I was thinking the other day, like, do I miss house parties? I think I do, but I wouldn't want to have a house party with everyone I went to school with now, because I think it would be very awkward. But in school, we had a great time. We were, you know, and I've got no beef against these people I went to school with. We just literally don't really speak anymore. Like, we used to have one big group, and that one big group that just naturally with age has divided. And like, no hard feelings against anyone. I wish them all very well, but you know, we've moved on. But maybe a house party with like, I've got like a really close friend of home girls and really close friends of uni girls. I'd love to collide those groups, like bring them together one time. So maybe that's what, that'll be a house party vibe. But like, who's having a house party? We're all adults now. Maybe we get a big Airbnb vibes. Anyway, that's what we used to do on New Year's as children. And I remember one year, one of the boys, I won't name any names, one of the boys got really blackout drunk and he was upstairs blackout drunk, and we came in to check if he was all right, and he was like, has it been the new year yet? And we were like, yeah babes, you missed it, soz hun. But you know, that was a regular occurrence really at house parties, get people getting too drunk. Oh my god, I've got really bad house party story that I decided to host a house party when I was in year 9, good fresh old age of 14. And I won't go into, do I go into details? Yes or no? Yeah, basically, like, people got, like, paralytic drunk within about 20 minutes. Loads of people showed up that weren't invited because my next door neighbour was in the year above and decided to tell his whole year group to come. They showed up on their bikes outside my house. The police came, shut that down, and yeah. About 45 minutes later, my party was over. So, vibes. that's the kind of parties I was going to when I was 14. Yeah, so don't think I'd host again, maybe. Bit odd. But yeah, so then let's fast forward to when I was like 17. I am an annoying birthday age where like my birthday's in April, but all my friends are like September, October, December vibes. So that, a lot of my friends were 18 in sixth form and I was still 17 and they all went out on New Year's. And I remember like texting them and they were still in the queue to get in at midnight. So they were outside in the cold when it was like midnight, kiss, yay, woo, countdown. And I remember one of my friends, he called me and was like, Tiola, can you come pick me up from the station? Like, I'm going to leave these lot here, like, F this. And I did. I was like, yeah, sure, I'll come get you. That was my role on New Year's, was an Uber driver, but whatever. And I remember being like, had major FOMO and then felt so much better when I went to go pick up my friend from the station because I was like, lol, boring. And I think maybe the ones that stayed out did have a good night in the end. But also, like, I realised when I went to uni that I don't like clubbing at all. I don't like the tunes they play. Especially in the student union, like, sorry, if ABBA starts coming on, like, I'm exiting that fire exit door, like, get me out of here. It's just not positive vibes for me. I don't like clubbing. So I think the thing is, everyone's like, just get drunk. And it's like, why must we be getting paralytic drunk to be enjoying a night out? I just think that's a sign that the night out's not very good. Is it just me that thinks that? And then I just really don't remember if when I was 18, it was like, when I was 18, was that New Year's Eve when I was in uni? Because I turned 18 in lockdown, like my friends came to visit me and we sat in a socially distant circle in my garden. I feel like maybe it was, but I can't decipher my New Year's when I was 18 and when I was 19, like it's a bit of a blur. I think when I was 18 and 19, I was with my ex, but honestly can't remember. Like, I feel like I blocked it out. Like, I literally don't remember what happened. So like, it really, we definitely didn't go out. So that's that. I don't really know what the hell happened there. So I blanked that bit out of my brain. So clearly it wasn't very good. And then when I was 21, what was I doing when I was 20? Wait, 18, 19, 20. When I was 20, that New Year's Eve, sorry, why? I clearly find New Year's Eve very traumatic because I can't remember any of it. So when I was 20, I was on a plane back from LA because I decided to go to LA with my friend Livy, who's an air hostess, and I like did a little trip with her. That was so much fun. And then it was the new year and I was in business class on a British Airways flight drinking champagne. Lovely. I had a great, that was actually a really fabulous New Year's Eve. 10 out of 10 would recommend if you've got a hostess friend. And then when I was 21, that was last year, my boyfriend and I went raving. I feel like we've got good New Year's ahead of us, my boyfriend and I, because we love a rave together. So that's fun and something we can do together. Well, as always. And then this year we're going raving. Oh, we've had a mare with what we were doing this year. So this year we booked, like, we saw that there was events out, but before the lineups were out. So my boyfriend got us tickets to go to the DNB All-Stars rave in Milton Keynes. And then the lineup came out and it was shocking. Like, literally so bad. The Milton Keynes one, DNB All-Stars have, like, a few events. They've got, like, Brighton? No, they've got, what is it called? Bristol, Birmingham. Like, they have loads. Anyway, we picked the Milton Keynes one because it's not that far from us. And the lineup comes out and the Milton Keynes one's got, like, half the amount of people than all the other ones. And, like, literally dead. Like, so dead. So we have got tickets for the London one and he's trying to sell those tickets for Milton Keynes one. So hopefully he does manage to sell them so he's not just wasted money. And yeah, so that's what we're doing this year. I will can't wait to tell you all how it is. I'm sure it's going to be loads of fun. I just think New Year's is sort of overhyped because as well, like, everyone's trying to go out, everyone's trying to do something, and I think the amount of people that are out is actually what makes it crap, because places are too crowded, and, like, that's what makes queues longer. Or, like, the rave we went to last year, the cloakroom was full up. Like, it's literally the end of December, it's freezing cold. Obviously everyone's going to bring their jackets, like, please accommodate that there's going to be lots of jackets, don't have your cloakroom. Like, we weren't even, didn't get there late, I think we got, like, an hour into when it started and the cloakroom was full up. Like, so annoying. Like, I think, like, little bits like that make New Year's annoying, and that's why, like, people don't really like it, don't really rate it, have a good time. But I think you can still have fun because there's fun events on, you know, that's not what I'm saying, but I just think the amount of people all fighting to be out and is what makes New Year's a bit of a dead thing. And I think New Year's as well for some people must be hard because it is very much like, oh, like, who are you gonna kiss on New Year's? And I think for the single gals and guys, it's annoying. Like, who are you gonna kiss? You know? But maybe if you and your pals are single, like, have a nice little gals New Year's, you know? Maybe don't go out, maybe just, like, paint mugs. I'd actually really enjoy this might be boring again, maybe the frontal lobe's developing. Maybe, like, paint mugs, sip some prosecco, and have New Year's with the gal then, like, start the year off with the girls. I think that's so nice, you know? But equally, if you want to go out and get, you know, a bit silly, do that. I think you need to, like, mentally prepare for the annoying bits and then they hopefully won't annoy you. Like, mentally prepare that it's going to be extra crowded, mentally prepare that your coat might not get in the cloakroom, maybe just bring, like, a jumper that you can tie around your bag or something. Which is so annoying because, again, it's winter, it's cold. Last year was so good because we, like, had the whole jacket fiasco, like, couldn't get the jackets in the cloakroom, and then my sister messaged me, like, T, do you know the DJs Turno and Boo? And I was like, yeah, they're, like, some of my favorite DJs. And she was like, oh, my friend is, like, on their management team, like, where are you right now? I was like, I'm literally watching Boo play right now. I was like, at Bass Fest. And she was like, oh, like, she can probably get you backstage. And I was like, so cool. Anyway, I met one of their managers. And he gave my boyfriend and I artist wristbands so we could go backstage, so we could put our jackets backstage. And also, like, you had to, this is so minor probably for other people, but, like, they couldn't just fill your water bottles up from a tap. Like, you had to buy bottles of water, which is, again, so minor, but backstage was just free bottles of water and free, like, everything, free drinks, free whatever you wanted. So that was really good vibes. And then because of our wristbands, we could go backstage. We had nice toilets. We didn't need to queue for toilets. It was just so good. I loved it so much. And then that was, like, the start of being able to get on guest list for things And with that's another reason why this year has been so good, because don't get me wrong, we've paid for a lot of events, but we've also managed to squeeze on the guest list. Thank you, Grace, if you're listening, which is probably not, but thank you, Grace, so much. She's absolutely amazing for helping us get us on the guest list for lots of events. And we've had the best little ravey year. But yeah, I think let's round. Oh, tea of the week. How could I forget? Tea of the week this week is just a peppermint tea, just the basic peppermint tea. Let's move on and do some of my favourite moments of the year. I think a big one for me was, I was going to say graduating, but actually graduating. I don't know if anyone else found this when they were graduating, but I just had a really like overwhelming day. Like I don't, like looking back, it was lovely. But I remember whilst I was experiencing graduation, I felt really just overwhelmed. Like I just felt really frazzled, and it's no one's fault. I don't know why I felt like that, but it was just a lot like, I think I was really overstimulated with the gown and the cap on and like trying to make sure it was all like even. And yeah, so I don't know if actually graduating was like a highlight for me, but a highlight for me was getting an 83 in my dissertation, because that meant and from that moment I knew I'd got a first. And I was so proud of myself because I worked really hard on my dissertation and I loved it so much. So that was definitely, and I worked on it. I worked so hard on it. So that was definitely a highlight for me, was getting 83 in my dissertation and a first overall in my degree. And I just like can't believe I did that, to be honest, because a little old me in school, like I was in bottom sets in primary school. I was in that group that had to be taken out to learn extra things, like your vowels were. Because I was just a bit behind, and I remember like I used to be really upset, and my dad used to say to me like, don't worry T, my parents are the best, sorry. My dad used to say like, don't worry T, like everyone learns at their own pace, like you'll be fine, like don't worry, like just keep going. And then like in school, like secondary school, I was in set 4, and by the way my school had 8 sets, so that wasn't the bottom, but I was in set 4, so like I was just average, and I was like, you know, I wasn't the bottom of my class, but I wasn't like the best. And then yeah, in sixth form I like did like well in sixth form. It's like things just clicked for me a bit later, and I did well in my A levels, and then like, I managed to get a first in university. Like I just think that's so cool, like if I could talk to little me getting taken out of year 4 English to learn AEIOU, if she would know, like we got a first in uni and an 83 in a 12,000 word dissertation that you did that all on your own. I think she'd be really proud. So that's definitely a big highlight for me in the year. Another highlight for me in the year would probably be Boomtown. I just love Boomtown so much. Every day I'm not at Boomtown, I think about being in Boomtown, and then when I'm in Boomtown I'm thinking about how much I love Boomtown, and the minutes it's over I'm thinking about I can't wait to be back in Boomtown. Like it is a recurring thought in my brain. It's the happiest place on earth, like F Disneyland, it's Boomtown, do you know what I mean? I just love it. And if you haven't been to Boomtown, you have to go to Boomtown. Boomtown, hi, sponsor me please. But yeah, definitely got to be Boomtown with my boyfriend. We just have the best time together, and I love like we go back to the tent at night and it's just us two, and like we have little deep chats, and he's gonna laugh when he's listening to this because he knows how much I love a deep chat. And then what's another highlight in the year? There's just been so many. I think one thing I really have loved about this year is obviously I finished uni and then I've like basically moved in with my boyfriend. I say basically because I've like not moved all my clothes there, but it's because we just need to buy a wardrobe. But yeah, it's just the little things, like since we've just been together, like at the end of the day we just end every day like eating dinner together and then like watching something, and it's just been really nice to like live our little life together. Sorry, cringe. Vomit in my mouth. Let's talk about low points, because it's not been, you know, there's always lows, and I think without the lows we don't appreciate how high the highs are. but low points. There's been a lot of death this year, and I'm not going to talk about it because it's, you know, not personal to me, but a lot of my, like, there's been lots of death around my, from my family members, like their friends, and from my friends, and it's been really sad. Yeah, it has been really sad. There's been lots of, there just has been lots of death around, and I think you can say the cliche thing, I think it makes you appreciate life so much more. The thing is, it really does just make you appreciate life and, like, what you have. But also, it sounds weird to say that it inspires me, because it doesn't inspire, like, death doesn't inspire me, but it does just make me really want to work hard and not waste time, because I know what I want in life. Like, I'm not trying to figure it out. I know what I want, and I know I want to be a presenter and work in broadcast journalism, and I know the kind of career I want, and so I just don't want to waste time. I want to go and do it, and I want to work towards it, and I think having that reminder of death quite a lot this year has really made me, has motivated me to just do as much as I can with my life, because one of my dad's friends passed away this year, and I went to see him in the hospital, and he said to me, I'm happy, like, I've done everything I wanted to do in life, like, I can go now, and I want to be like that. You know, like, when it's my time, sorry, this is so morbid, but when it's my time, I want, that's how I want to feel. I want to feel like I've done everything and I'm happy and content, and, you know, it's ready to go. And unfortunately, sometimes people die, sorry with the birds, it's adding to the ambiance, the vibes of the conversation. But yeah, sometimes people are taken from us a lot earlier than they should be. And if that were to ever happen to me, which hopefully it will not, touch wood, I don't know if any wood around me, but if that ever did happen to me or whatever, I would at least have wanted to know that I did everything I could in the time I had, you know? Sorry, what an end to the podcast. So with that, I am going to say to you, this year, let's all just make the most of our time. Go for the things we want to do. Look after ourselves. Make yourself happy. Because honestly, guys, one thing I've learned this year is that when I'm looking after my body and I'm doing all the things to make me healthy, I really am mentally the best version of myself. I would say that I'm currently the healthiest and happiest I've ever been. And that's really nice to know, and that's really cool to be able to say. And yes, positive notes, let's not set New Year's resolutions, but just change ourselves for the better right now, because you can, and we're not wasting any time around here. And yeah, I love you all, bye!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,